Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A Wisconsin woman had a bizarre start to her New Year's Day when she found a strange man sleeping next to her 150-pound Mastiff, Benton, in the dog's bed.
I like that they needed to say that it was, I guess, like a strange man. I thought, at first, I'm like, anybody who says... Yeah. Shows up somewhere and is sleeping next to someone's dog they don't know is strange. I don't think we need to preface that, but I guess it makes sense. It's a stranger.
Yeah. Wow, that is trippy. Her name is Lynn, and her house guests both didn't recognize the man. So the woman grabbed knives, called the cops, because she was just like, okay, this is a thing. Authorities woke the confused man and asked if he knew where he was. After he put his glasses on and looked around, he realized he was in the wrong house.
Oh, no.
Apparently, he's 21, and he lives two houses down with his mother. And so he
must have been so wasted that he didn't realize that he was cuddling with a giant dog.
He had no idea, dude. And I guess he entered Lynn's home through an unlocked side door after having too much to drink, obviously, during New Year's. She didn't press charges. 21-year-old's mom said he cooperated with officers and apologized for the awkward encounter.
Dude, I mean, he's lucky. Could you imagine? I mean, this could have ended really bad.
Yeah, I mean, she grabbed knives.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she thought, okay, what's going on? And damn, dude. Plus, this dog, thank God the dog was friendly, because sometimes dogs will rip your ass if you're not the person they know.
I was just thinking, that dog is clearly not there for protection.
Yeah.
You're right. Dog's like, hey, you want to cuddle him? All right. Big spoon or little spoon? Which are you?
Yeah. That dog failed.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. That dog failed.
Yo, you have one job. Protect me.
Yeah.
You're 150 pounds.
And it didn't, yeah. And but Mastiffs can be, they're supposed to be kick-ass.
I guess the guy gave off a vibe that he wasn't there to do any harm. He was just,
yeah.
How crazy was your night that you got so wasted that you don't even know that you went in the wrong house?
Yeah, dude.
And then, like I said, you were cuddling with a dog.
Yeah.
That's not yours.
Yeah. That's New Year's party time right there.
Anyone have a crazy New Year's?
No, I actually had a very boring New Year's. I didn't even make it till midnight.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I know. First time. Well, I shouldn't say that. I did make it to midnight. I just didn't watch the ball drop. My wife didn't make it till midnight, but I did. I forgot. I was actually watching Bandersnatch, so I know. and I didn't expect that to be go right by. I was so pissed at myself. I'm like,
the nice part was that when you went to the bathroom and sat on the toilet, then you were still able to have the ball drop.
Right?
Wow.
And then we have audio.
Ew.
Thank you.
Yeah, we barely didn't make it. I think the last couple of years we were asleep before midnight. But we woke up at around 11:45 or 11:50 and we're like, let's just power through it and watch the damn ball drop.
Oh, you did do that. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had the moment of celebration. And then we went back the next day or 2 days later and we watched the New Year's Rockin' Eve and celebrated it like it was New Year's and celebrated the ball drop.
Oh, you did. I was thinking of doing the same thing.
I was
thing.
Almost be like, hey, nobody tell me how 2019 went. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Because we haven't watched it yet on TV.
I taped that as well, but then I was just like, ah, it's past.
So, yeah, why would you tape it? Yeah. It's just
for the
like,
musical performances that are awful.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. He's absolutely right. That's why I didn't watch it. Fine. I was like, I taped it, but why am I going to watch it? Because the musical performances usually are awful.
The musical performances now are, who the hell is this and why are we watching it?
Yeah.
Fast forward.
See, we're old now, Steve, aren't we?
The only one that was like, but my wife's not, like, she's early 30s.
Yeah, but your wife is an old soul.
True.
Yeah.
But, like, we tried to watch Christina Aguilera, and that was just stupid.
Yeah.
And then we watched Post Malone was pretty cool.
Oh, all right.
But then there was some chick from Fifth Harmony. I don't know, but she's hot as hell, but man, nothing I really want to listen to.
Yeah.
About it.
See, here's the thing, man. You know what? I saw Sarah's pictures, and I'm sure Danny did stuff, and I'm sure, I don't know, Vicky
not
also,
really.
You didn't do anything either?
Well, we were traveling all day on New Year's Eve, so by the time we got home and through Ubers and everything, we were just like, let's go, let's just stay home, drink champagne. We were ready to go to bed at 11, but then we opened the bottle of champagne, and we drank, it was like one of those Costco-sized bottles, like huge ones.
Nice.
And me and my girlfriend polished that off. And then we ended up staying up till 3 a.m.
Party time.
It was just at home. We watched the Space Needle show. And
wow. Well, where's the Space Needle show now?
It's on King 5.
It's like it's always been, man.
Dude,
at the Needle?
I
have it DVR'd. I haven't finished watching it.
I'm mad at my TiVo because it didn't show the Space Needle show. And I thought they didn't run it anymore. Right after 11,
I don't know. It just showed on the guide. It said New Year's at the Needle, so I hit record.
See, you went with your Comcast guide.
Yeah.
I'm a moron. See,
I can attest to that.
Yeah. They still do this show. See, I was going to record that, but it said my TiVo told me it was Carson Daly's show that was going to be on doing. I'm going, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't know what time. I think it was like on at 11:30-ish.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so mad at my TiVo.
Well, I wish I could send it to you. I can't.
I can watch it online.
You can come over and watch it with me if you want. We haven't watched it yet.
I'm a moron.
We'll get a bottle of champagne and we'll celebrate New Year's next weekend.
Because I like to see what they do with the needle. You know,
I saw the videos that a billion people posted on Facebook, and the fireworks look pretty damn good on the needle.
Well, and they did a light show this year, which was the first time they've ever done.
First time
a light show, and it was like $10,000 lights and all this stuff. It was really cool to see. Plus, they did like the soundtrack was all female artists this year.
Oh,
and a lot of them were Seattle based. So it was cool.
Oh, it's nice that they're Seattle based.
You got that cool. The Heart and Brandi Carlile.
Yeah,
nice.
Okay, there you go. You got them all. It was a very short female artist performance.
Funny. Slater Kinney. They could have done
exactly.
They did do Aretha Franklin.
That'd be a little intense.
She wasn't from here, but they did Aretha Franklin to honor her since she passed last year.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm at now. I want to watch. I don't want to be out there with all those folks. And it's cold and crazy. And
see, we kind of had our night the night before. We went to Vancouver to go see the Glorious Suns. They were playing, which was, man, that was another incredible show. And if you haven't, I know I talk a lot about these guys, but they're going to be playing at the Tractor Tavern, I think, March 13th. So if you want an opportunity to see these guys. And I met a couple of listeners, Jeremy and Rich, at the show that drove up. One of them drove up because of me talking about them and was very impressed by them. They're just a great live band. They put on a phenomenal show. And man, once again, the Canadians just bring it at concerts.
Yeah.
They get wasted.
Oh.
It got so bad, though. The people behind us, I almost had a little bit of an incident.
Uh-oh.
So we worked our way towards the front. We were like, maybe there was like three people in front of us to the side. And for the maybe for three songs, I just feel this person's body leaning on me. And I don't really get too worked up over things. I'm just like, whatever. Everyone's wasted. This person needs someone to lean on. So be it. Then I start feeling something around my like body. I'm like, what's going on? So I turn around and it's this couple and they're just making out the entire show.
Oh.
They're not even watching the show.
Oh.
So they're making out. So the woman's back is turned to me. So her back is turned to the stage.
Yeah.
And she's leaning on me like I'm a wall as her man is just going up on her.
Oh, no.
So I'm feeling his hand.
No, you don't. No.
Whoa, he's getting a two-for-one right there, isn't he?
Right. So I'm just like, what the F am I supposed to do? So I'm like looking back. I'm like, what are you doing? And it's just like, I'm sorry. Fine. They start feeling her hair on my body. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling everything. And then the next thing I know, I feel his knuckles on my butt.
No, you don't.
He's grabbing her ass.
Okay.
So now I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, that's not good.
This has got to stop.
Is he, like, at least moving his hands around so he's massaging both her and your ass?
Oh, yes. Well, no, see, I'm now getting that's a full deep tissue massage on my butt.
All right, well, now that people pay good money for.
And I'm like, okay, come on, man. At what point is this going to stop? I mean, are you going to just make out with this person for the entire show?
Yes.
That's when you go to the bathroom and have sex. Jesus,
so I just thrusted my hips forward and slammed them back.
Yeah.
And nice. It clearly caused them both the kind of butt faces.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at it and I go, this needs to stop. And they just walked off.
Oh, that's office. That's awesome. This needs to stop.
And the people behind me were just like, thank you.
And I was like, what? Was that going on the whole time? And like, yeah. It was like, as awkward as it was awkward. For me, I didn't watch it. Everyone around was stuck watching these two play like tonsil hockey.
Oh, that's right.
The entire time.
They were back at you.
And I think other people might have tried to get them to move, but nothing was working. But I was thinking about pulling a rev and just farting.
Yeah.
But then I was going to be in the crap house with my wife.
Yeah.
And everyone else around us.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, how great would that be if I could have just ripped a fart as his hands were on my butt?
Oh, yes.
Right?
That would have been a whole different mood. The mood would have changed.
I would never have thought that you would have used your butt to get out of an awkward situation.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Boom.
He uses it to get into a lot of awkward situations, but to get out of them.
It's crazy, man. Like, how do you go to a show,
yeah,
get that wasted, and not even care about watching the
See,
show?
That's how wasted. I mean, but you know how it is, though. I don't know how young they were.
Yeah.
You have if you can get action with a chick.
That's a good point.
That trumps everything.
Yeah, that's a solid point. I remember one time making out with a chick in the middle of a Korn concert.
There you go.
That was a lot of Jägermeister involved in that
one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, it's a dream come true. It's a nightmare for everybody else that has to see it.
Steve, is this the closest you've come to a threesome?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
100% yes. And I didn't like it.
And it was the devil's threesome,
too.
Not
a fan of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that.
Now, if it was two girls, that's a whole different story.
It was the weirdest sensation, man.
Oh, yeah.
When you feel knuckles on your butt.
Oh, and then,
It's like, why are you doing?
And if you're not into that gender, it's even worse.
Like, up until then, I was like, I'm going to just grin and bear it. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to impede on someone's good time. And it wasn't killing my fun. I had a couple drinks in me. I was having a blast. It didn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling someone lean on me. It was like, okay, I'm getting a little sweaty. That was the thing that was annoying me the most, because like, just too much body heat. Yeah. But then when you start feeling hands.
Well, you're a better man than me, because I would have pulled the move where I would have let them feel like I was a solid wall, and I just would have moved. And they all would have went toppling like dominoes. I would have done that.
Yeah, but I liked my spot.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were really in a tough place.
Yeah.
But a good show.
Awesome show.
Yeah.
Those guys never did. And there's another band that opened in from Victoria, which is a really cool band. If you're into this, like my wife says, it sounds like a band you could sit on a porch and just get drunk or get stoned to. Like, they had that kind of a vibe. They're called Band of Rascals. Really cool vibe. If you're a fan of, like, the Tragically Hip and that kind of Canadian vibe,
yeah.
These guys fall right in line with it. Super talented musicians, and just they crushed it on stage.
So you know, you went out and did stuff.
We did that the day before on Sunday.
Yeah, you went out and did stuff.
So
that
New Year's, then driving back.
Yeah.
You know, the border, all that.
Yeah.
Sometimes those border guys.
Yeah.
And sometimes just like, I get it, you got to be a jerk. You're trying to, but you know, it's like, guys, like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, I work in radio. Be more specific. KISW 99.9. Like, no, what do you do there? I talk on the radio, man.
Yeah, I'm a guy that talks on the radio. I know. It's like, you know, I'm not trying to smuggle in anything bad. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm a good American.
I thought I screwed myself because he's like, are you bringing anything back? And I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but I just, even though I'm not bringing anything back, I just go, nothing but my clothes. And I'm like, oh, that probably was like a red sign, like a red flag.
Yeah.
Vernon pulled me off, but nothing happened. But like, obviously, I was just like, I don't know. What do you consider bringing back? And of course, he means like alcohol or something.
Yeah. I know. And we're coming back into our country. Like, we are Americans. I would think that Canada would be meaner to us going over, but they're usually a lot nicer. Coming back, you're right. It's like, why are you such a jerk? I'm coming back.
Well, we were like, it took us forever to get into Canada, and we were in the worst line. Like, we started counting cars, and every other line was flying through except for ours. I'm like, whoa, man, we are screwed. We're going to be dealing with a jerk of a border agent, right? Completely the opposite. That guy just liked having conversations.
Oh.
I mean, maybe he's doing it to kind of see what's going on, but like, he had the longest conversation with us, and I'm thinking, this is why we were stuck in this line.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
No, you want to get through. You don't want to have long conversations. I have that when to go to California State Parks, there's one place, and even though you have a thing that says it's a parking pass, mm-hmm. they don't have a lane for that, so you have to stand behind, you have to wait behind everybody who wants to ask directions. It's a park with parking spaces. What directions do you need? You get on the hill and park, and then you go to the beach. What are these conversations about? I don't understand.
Some people are lonely, man.
I guess so. I mean, it's the dumbest thing ever. My wife goes, they're probably asking for directions. I go, there's only parking spaces. What kind of direction do you need? You just drive to the parking space.
I almost did want to ask him, like, hey, man, do you realize that you're taking a lot longer than But then I was like, that's going to get me in trouble.
Oh, yeah, you'll get flagged.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's right, because this is their whole day. But, yeah, you keep a whole lineup, unless that's their trolling. Or maybe, like you said, it's his secret weapon.
It took nearly an hour to get over the border.
Peace Arch?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to try to go to all these other different ones. There's other different ones you can go to. I don't know if they're any quicker or not.
Well, I had the app, and when we were getting there, it said, oh, 30-minute wait on both of them. I'm like, that's fine. So 30 minutes is great. It took us an hour. I'm saying all the other cars probably took 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But it took us forever. This guy took double the length of everybody else.
That's why, you know, I used to go to Canada a lot, and that particular process just soured me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, unless I really, really have to go, I don't know if I'm going to want to go anymore. Because you wait an hour, you wait, like you said. Sometimes 90 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how bad it is or the time of day you go. And you're like, well, that's not fun.
You check the app. As we were about ready to cross over, I'm like, how is it now? It's like 80 minutes. I'm like, it's because of that one guy.
One guy. Damn, dude.
Yep, Charlie Chatterbox.
Now, we talked about, of course, that dude that woke up in a lady's house sleeping next to the dog, cuddling the dog. Too much drinking New Year's Eve. Last year, 816 people participated in a dry January study where they abstained from drinking alcohol for the first month of 2018.
Our girl, Vicky B, is doing that right now.
Really?
Yeah. My friend decided she'd been drinking a lot during vacation, and she always makes me drink with her. And she said, I want to do dry January, you know, kick off the dieting season. I'm like, okay, I'll do it with you. I mean, it's a lot of extra calories one's consuming for no reason.
You're not much of a drinker, though, are you?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Which is funny, because first thing I say to Vicky when I saw this morning, I'm like, hey, I got a bottle of Tito's vodka for you.
Oh.
She's and I'm like, all right, I'll drink it in February. And it'll last me till next February.
Mm. Tito's good vodka.
Yeah, I have a bottle for you as well.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Sarah's doing dry January, too.
I was about to say, hasn't Sarah, come in here. I think she does that every January.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, every once in a while, she'll do sober November or October as well.
And then ratchet rest of the year.
Yeah. And then ratchet rest of the year. Yeah.
Are you doing dry January, Sarah?
Oh, hey. I am.
Oh, Sarah.
I'm going to do dry January, maybe part of February, because I have really big New Year's resolutions. That is to beer bong, keg stand, and shotgun a beer all successfully in 2019. So I think I have to be sober.
Those are your 2019 goals?
Yeah. Screw all the New Year's resolution. Make me a better person. Blah, blah, blah.
New me.
Yeah. No, it's the same you. Let's all get real. But yeah, those are my resolutions. So I think I should start off the year sober.
Okay.
And then start practicing.
So what's the goal? Do you have a certain time frame that you're doing this? Is it one after another, or... Are we leading up to like one special night where you do them all?
Where I just do all three of them?
Almost like beer Olympics.
That would be
like
crazy.
Beer fest.
If I can, like, you know, do this all in one night, no. I'm so down.
What about one morning?
No.
All morning? Yeah. Just wake up and just...
You mean on the show you wanted to do all this?
We'll need to get a kiddie pool for like all the excess beer that's going to fall on the ground.
No, I'm going to be a champ. All of that beer is going in my body.
Okay.
Yum.
I know, right?
I don't think that's a good
idea. We could have like senseis for her, like beer senseis.
Oh, really?
Bring listeners in that are really good at crushing beers in certain ways.
Yeah, I'm so down for any of the help I can get, because I don't even really like beer now, just drinking regularly. So I like have to practice a lot to hopefully start enjoying it.
Beer bong. Shotgun.
Shotgun and a keg stand.
Keg stand.
Oh, yes. Can we legally do this on the air?
Hell yeah.
I mean, if we're doing it, like, say, hey, we're just trying to tell people the dangers of drinking.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Something.
Well.
See what I become after doing all three of those and don't be like me.
Well, at least you got to film all these things and then we could kind of put them up there.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Oh, yes.
So you do them at your house.
Oh, that's wonderful. I want projectile vomiting all over my house. That's
great. Right on the fake grass.
Yeah, that's great. Well, all right. That's actually a good place for it.
It'll get absorbed or something.
Yeah,
right?
The fake grass will take care of it.
What persons have you not seen Beer Fest? You need to train.
Yep. That's what I'm doing. But I feel like I need to give my body like a month-ish to just kind of, you know, chill out and get ready for it. And then I'm going to start in February.
So you're the opposite of the study, though.
Yeah.
The study says that most people who do dry January typically don't drink as much
that
year.
That's a lie.
Yeah. I mean, well, a lie for you.
We're not part of the survey.
And they don't have that's not their goal, is to drink more, so that's why they're doing dry January. You're the only person that wants to drink more, which is why you're doing it. And Steve's right. I mean, usually by the time they follow up 8 months later, people are drinking less than they were before they started dry January. So, Vicky, you and your friend are on the right path. Sarah, I don't know what you're doing.
That surprises me, though, because I feel like when I do dry January, I just kind of want it more. Because you know you can't have it. Like, oh, I'm craving some whiskey right now. So bad, but I know I can't have it, even though I normally wouldn't crave whiskey.
So the better sleep, the more energy, the weight loss, clearer complexion, improved health, saving money.
I don't care about that.
No, I don't care about that.
She's just prepping for her three goals. Which one do you think will be the hardest for you?
Oh, man, probably the keg stand. I've never even tried a keg stand.
I think the keg stand will be the easiest.
Really?
I think the hardest, well, I don't know what your like gag reflex is, but I mean, I would think that beer bong would be.
I don't want to hear about your gag reflex.
It's usually really amazing, honestly.
No, I don't want to hear about that. Jeez.
It's really non-existent. You could put your fingers down my throat and I won't puke.
Okay, so beer bong probably will be easiest for you.
Yeah, but I tried it and I just couldn't open my mouth. I don't know. They were like, open your mouth more. And I was like, okay. So I thought I was ready. And then it all came at me at once. And I was like, what? Like all over.
That's not a good. First of all, if you're joining this conversation late, she's talking about beer bongs.
I was very surprised it was that hard.
You're still talking about alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Somebody says, I'll be Sarah's beer sensei. I can crush 6 Bud Lights in under 45 seconds. I can drink 2 at the same time without spilling a drop.
Oh my God. See, that is impressive.
Yeah, it is.
That's like hot that you could do that.
I think we found your Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Joey, stop texting in.
Yeah.
I don't see Joey as a shotgun beer bong kind of guy.
No.
Keg stand? No. I think he just drinks. Consistently drinks until he's wasted, but doesn't do any of the crazy shenanigans.
Exactly. Yeah. I trained him well.
Yes. Yeah, I think.
Have you done any of them?
Yes.
Can you do them all three?
I'm terrible at beer bonging. Terrible.
Right?
Yeah. I completely choke on that crap.
But keg stands you're good at?
I did keg stands at a hockey rink. On the ice in all my goalie year.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I've done it in college where, I'm not wanting to do it ever again.
So you won't do this with me?
I mean, yeah, sure, I'll do it with you in solidarity. Oh, yeah, what a nice guy.
I've never done it before either, so I'll do it with you.
Right?
How about in solidarity, you three just don't do any stupid stuff and act your age? What do you think about that solidarity?
That doesn't
Well, define stupid stuff.
And define my age.
You're both getting closer to 30 is all I'm saying.
Whoa, that means we got to get it all in right now.
I have less than a year.
All right, that's the goal.
Sounds like Vicky's New Year's resolutions too.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Let's do it. I'm just bandwagoning on all your resolutions. Let's do it.
How about shotgunning the beer? How do you feel about that one?
I tried that for the first time at Danny's house, and I was confused that there was 2 holes, to be honest.
Yeah, you were.
So
I was a wreck.
Growing up, I had that same problem.
True, yeah.
I was just sucking hard on one hole, and I left the other hole, so...
Still talking about alcohol.
Yeah, we are still
I thought I was doing really well until I watched it back, and half the beer's on the ground.
Lovely father-daughter moment I'm having right now.
Somebody says, do we get to see a Rocky IV-style montage of beer training? Yes, you have to do it in the snow with a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, going up the stairs, just carrying to...
All right, we got a video we're making.
I was going to say, instead of punching a big slab of meat, it's a big slab of tofu.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Danny, you got a video you got to make.
I know. I'm ready.
All right. Well,
I'm going to succeed in this, you guys.
Okay.
Big 2019.
What month do you think you're going to make this all happen?
St. Patrick's Day.
What?
Whoa. You should do it for St. Patrick's Day.
I'm thinking like December 31st, 2019. Like, I'm taking my whole time.
I say Thanksgiving.
That's when you should be able to nail all 3.
Because I feel like summer's going to be like a really intense training.
Yep. I feel like it should be my birthday. My birthday's end of August.
Okay. We're getting now closer into the year.
I think that's a fair point.
End of summer.
Okay, yeah. If you're going to do this with me, Vicky, we're both going to...
For my birthday.
On her birthday. Your parents are going to... Parents can't be there for this.
No, my birthday's on a Wednesday, so I'll be here.
Thursday's going to suck for you two.
Yeah, it is. Or we'll still be drunk. It might be great, too.
It's a lovely idea. So happy about this.
I am. I'm ready. Get my liver ready right now.
Yeah, great. It's wonderful. Well, I'm gonna just forget this whole thing happened. And I have a question. Why would someone lie about their age so that they were 23 years older than they really were? I'll tell you why at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Got a bit of a controversy.
What happened?
Turns out the woman who was believed to be the oldest person who ever lived may have lied and padded her real age by 23 years. When Jeanne Calment died in August of 1997 in France, her age was reported as 122 years and 164 days old, which was an all-time record. However, according to Russian researchers, they now say the woman claiming to be Calment was actually her 99-year-old daughter, Yvonne.
She dies.
Oh, they say that the real Jeanne died in 1934, and Yvonne assumed her identity so the family would not have to pay inheritance taxes.
Oh,
I was just thinking maybe she wanted to win like a Guinness Book record or something like that. But this is way more corrupt than that.
Yeah. And the researchers noted that Jean had most of her personal papers destroyed rather than turn them over, suggesting the family may have something to hide. Now, the only way to determine this, of course, is they would they'd have to dig up both bodies.
A hard pass on that. Maybe just accept that this was...
Yeah.
Just let it go.
You know what, though? I'm happy to hear this because I think 122 years old in 1997, I find that almost impossible.
Yeah.
Now, if you told me somebody was 122 years old now and they passed away with all of our advances and things since 97, I'd be like, all right, there's a shot.
Who's the oldest person right now? Do we know by chance?
Gosh, I thought somebody maybe.
Are we over 120?
No, no. I think it's somebody in their early teens. Am I right about that, Vicky? Anybody know? Mm. I mean, I know of a 104-year-old lady, but I for some reason, I thought I read about somebody that was 112.
I remember we had a story about somebody that was 112, so I'm thinking, unless they croaked, which quite possibly could have happened.
Anybody got any news at all?
There's one guy that's 121-year-old, and he's Mexican. That's supposedly how old he is.
What?
I put an oldest person in the world right now, and it says, since the death of 117-year-old... whatever his name is, from Japan. The new one is 116, Kane Tanaka.
Okay, so was Vicky's story. Are you just biased because it's Mexico, Vicky?
I'm just saying, it's the first one of the first videos that popped up.
Whatever.
How old's Tanaka?
116.
Damn. Okay, 116, if that's to be believed. And then we get this Mexican story, which might be a false.
And their birthday was yesterday.
Tanaka's?
Yeah.
116.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a woman.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was a dude.
Wow, she doesn't look a day over 112.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? Again, you know, it's. I wonder if it's diet or whatever, man. Honestly, because she's in Japan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's diet or just sometimes just people. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you hear these stories of people that just are super unhealthy and live for a long time.
Yeah, but not other people 16.
Yeah, but live till like 100. And they said, "What's the key to it? Potato chips and whiskey." You're like, okay. I feel like I'll be dead at 58 if I keep eating potato chips and whiskey.
See, I mean, I feel like it's not necessarily a diet thing because the next one, you know, second place country to have more, you know, old people per capita is Italy. Mm. That's a completely different lifestyle. That's actually a lot of pasta.
That Mediterranean diet, though, is supposedly healthy, really healthy from what I hear. If most people are eating that Mediterranean style diet, I don't know why pasta is not killing them the way it kills us, but... Maybe they don't have as much, you know, chemicals and processed food could like be. We do.
Yeah.
It's like, I was listening to a podcast just about Swedish bread.
Wait.
And cheese.
Okay. Could you repeat that statement again? Because I know I have a hearing issue.
Uh-huh.
What did you say you were listening to, Mr. Miggs?
I was listening to a podcast. I was talking about different types of bread from Sweden. And
how did that even get into your radar?
Hey, man. Sometimes you just come across things that sound like they'll be a good run.
Yeah.
And I learned that Swiss cheese, that's not just the only cheese there. They have a lot of different cheeses.
Oh, they got more than Swiss cheese in Switzerland.
That's actually just like one, I can't remember, one town in Switzerland that makes that type of cheese. But somehow in America, we've just adopted that as being all the Swiss cheese.
Okay.
But they have like all different types of cheeses like we do here, but they come from a healthier source. So eating the cheese there isn't as bad on you as like it is here because, you know, obviously, so many chemicals are put into things.
Oh, that's what it is. I would say a healthier source. Is it another creature besides what we normally get?
Healthier cows.
From? Okay, yeah. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, it's not from humans, is it?
And then the bread's a lot fresher there, I guess.
Okay, where does that come from?
From healthy cows.
Oh, the bread from the healthy cows.
They make the bread.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Clearly, I was really paying attention to this podcast.
If somebody said to me, okay, name the weirdest podcast that you think that Steve Miggs listens to, a Swiss podcast about making cheese and bread would never have even entered my mind.
The Swedish food podcast is the best podcast.
Swedish food podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. I don't know if you heard about this. Unfortunately, Big Rick Nick, I don't know if he's going to be as influential in the playoffs for the Philadelphia Eagles, who did get in.
Yeah.
They squeaked in. They are the second wild card team in our conference.
They kind of backed in there.
Yeah, they did.
Man, talk about an entire conference just imploding.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It worked out great for the Seahawks, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it was a lot of teams that really just had to win one more game, and they just couldn't.
That's what I saw. I mean, that's why when people said I was crazy, I said, dude, I'm telling you, this this conference does not look good to me. A lot of these teams that the Seahawks supposedly are worse than, I thought, no, they aren't. like the Vikings, like the Panthers. I just wasn't impressed by either one of those teams, and I just thought, okay, I feel like the Hawks have a great shot. I think they're and as it turns out, you're absolutely right. The Eagles backed in. The way it was going for the Eagles, you thought there was no way they were going to get into the playoffs.
And once again, they're going in with Nick Foles as opposed to with what the hell's the guy?
Yeah, the other Dax. Dax is the Dallas Cowboys guy.
What's his name?
Can't
remember his name now.
Why can't? And he's their guy. Who's their guy? Who's the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback? That's a guy. We should know who it is. I can't think. His name is on the tip of my tongue. Can't think of it. Oh, he's a guy.
Something with a C.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. So how about this, though? He went down with a rib injury in their victory against Washington on Sunday. So third-string quarterback Nick Sudfeld, he had to... He threw a 22-yard touchdown to Nelson Aguilar, who gave the ball to a 10-year-old in the stands. It was Sudfeld's first touchdown pass as an NFL pro. He wanted to keep the special ball for himself, so he ran over to the stands and asked the boy if he could replace it with another ball. And here's Sudfeld talking about what happened.
I felt pretty bad because I was yelling at Nelly to keep the ball, and he gave it to a kid. And so I ran up to the kid and his dad. I was like, hey, is there any way I could switch you guys a football, another game ball? This is my first touchdown.
I think it's a reasonable request. I mean, I know it sucks, but at the same time, you're like, oh, dang, dude, this might do. You know, it's like, yeah, how does the dude who has the ball not realize that the quarterback is his first TD?
Caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
Maybe already had it in his head that if I score a touchdown, I'm giving this ball to this kid. It's going to be a feel-good moment, not realizing that I'm also.
Yeah.
Imagine being the quarterback. You're like, dude,
what are you doing?
I got to be the jerk.
It's probably the only time I'm ever going to throw a touchdown in the NFL.
Right?
Here's 10-year-old Cohen talking about it.
I give it back to him because it meant more to him than it meant to me.
Obviously, we would want him to have that ball. It was his first career touchdown. Amazing for him. Congratulations to him. But we thought it was great that right away, within seconds, they made sure he had another Eagles game ball.
Best day of my life by far.
I am very surprised for Philadelphia fans they were that reasonable.
Oh, here we go.
I really am. How did I not
think? Really, the kids threw the ball back and flipped them off. Give me the real ball, you jerk.
That's what I would have expected.
I hate you.
What is this family doing living in Philadelphia? They don't belong there. They're too nice to be in Philadelphia.
Do you have how Nick Foles stands to make a ton of cash in the postseason if they even win one game?
It's amazing. So is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he's going to be
okay to get there.
I mean, he's still going
to
have bruised ribs, but he's going to be able to play.
What I thought would be funny is what if Sudfeld was the guy that had to play, and what if they had a magical postseason, and it's just like they did with Foles, like the guy they didn't want ended up bringing him to the Super Bowl.
I think if you're Carson Wentz, you just retire.
You got to go. You guess it's over. If a third stringer can bring us to the Super Bowl, I'm done. Well, we'll see what happens if Nick Foles is healthy enough to lead him through the playoffs.
Part of his deal is that for every postseason game where he takes at least 33% of the snaps, he gets a $500,000 bonus.
Whoa!
And they're also going to give him another $500,000 for any postseason game that Philly wins with him as their quarterback.
So he can get $1 million if they win and he gets all those snaps.
Yeah.
Woo, so that's four more games if he can get all the way. That's $4 million could be on the line for Nick Foles.
But I mean, at least at the minimum, he's going to get $500,000 because he's going to get more unless he gets injured. But he's going to get a bunch of the snaps in that game, if not all of them.
Yeah.
So he's going to get $500,000. Just because they made it to the postseason.
And who are the Eagles playing? Are they playing
the Chicago Bears?
Oh boy,
the Bears.
Yeah, that's the Bears are they're a good team. Bears are a good team.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's never going to happen because they'll never face each other. So it's either going to be the Bears versus us. So the Bears and or the Bears and Rams. That means we're not in it. So I mean, I was hoping the Bears could sort of get knocked off by the Rams or vice versa, but it's not going to happen. We'll either have to face either one of those teams. So.
It'd be fun if let's hope that the Seahawks get past Dallas. It'd be so much fun to see them take on the Rams again, a third matchup.
Yeah,
if they could pull it off that time. Each time they came so close, and what if the one time they finally get over the hump isn't the postseason.
Yeah. Well, and if it goes the right way, it wouldn't be till the conference championship because the Rams are the number one team, right?
No, the Saints are.
The Saints are the number one team? I missed that?
Yeah.
Oh, then you're right, dude. It could happen. Oy, oy, oy.
I don't know how all the playoff makeup happens.
Oh, I didn't realize the Rams lost to the Saints for the home field advantage. Oh, damn.
Well, because the Saints beat the Rams, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And if it's, I didn't realize they were tied. Okay. Boom. Just like that.
Bam.
Bam. Done. Bam. Oh, you're right, Steve. That could be a big, big game.
One person says the kid should ask for a ball signed by some of the Eagles as a trade.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I would think that
he's clearly not good at negotiating.
Yeah,
this kid.
You get more than just a ball. It's like, wait a second, this is a special ball. You're giving me a not so special ball. How do you make the ball you're giving me special?
It's still a game used ball.
Yeah. But you know what it is. You're right. If the kid really was a good negotiator, like, I need a little bit more than this, okay? You know what I'm saying there, buddy? Come on, bud.
If you don't give it to me, I'm going to start crying. You know, I'll be known as the quarterback that made a kid cry.
That's right. All right. It's going to be good. It's fun that we're in the postseason again. I mean, you know, it really, really is.
And a Saturday night game. That's going to be a blast. So yeah. Saturday night, what, 5 p.m.?
Yeah, around that time. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what channel it's on, but we'll find it. I'm sure it'll be one of the major channels.
I don't know which one it's on yet.
These days, I never know what channel is doing what. I just type Seahawks on my remote.
Oh, you type? You just have to go Seahawks in mine. You just say it.
Yeah,
say Seahawks.
My dog out. She starts barking when I start talking to the remote control.
Oh, man. You're a Philly, so you can't use technology because of your damn dog.
All right. Dude, Lulu freaked this woman out yesterday while we were waiting in line at Panera. It was great because, you know, Panera's got a drive-through by my house.
Oh, okay.
So we went and got lunch, and I took Lulu with me. And so I'm just standing, I'm driving in line, and I'm waiting and waiting. And I can see the woman behind us, this older woman, just smiling every time Lulu's head popped out of the window. Right? So all of a sudden, I see that woman open up her door. And I'm like, oh, boys.
No.
This is not going to go well. Because Lulu is very protective of us. And we'll just start barking like a demon dog. And the woman starts walking up. She's like, sir, I was hoping I could... Rah, 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 rah. She jumps back.
Yeah.
It's a 8-pound dog just flying off the handle. And this woman's like, I just got out of my car. I was hoping to pet your dog. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's so not going
to. I appreciate you thinking my dog's cute. This is about as far as you're going to be able to get from her.
Everybody thinks small dogs are cute, which, of course, they look cute. But most small dogs are just nightmares to anybody that's not their owner.
They're nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the bigger ones are the ones that you could go up to and they'd be like, yeah, you know what? I could kill you at any moment. Sure. You want to go ahead and pet me? That's fine. You know, whereas the small dogs don't know that they could be drop kicked into the next time zone. I mean, and yet they think they can take on the world.
I think it's a little bit also because a lot of people approach a small dog without as much care and caution as they do a bigger dog. You know, people kind of let the big dog smell their hand. When you see a little, at least I deal with this with kids. Kids see Lulu and they're just like,
oh, yeah.
Little poofy dog, looks like a poodle, you know, looks like a toy. And yeah. They just come up and just aggressively go towards her. And I think she's just on edge because of that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with bigger dogs, I think more people realize, okay, you know, kind of establish something first.
And
like you said, also, bigger dogs are a lot cooler with just that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they are. Because they know. The little ones just are out of their minds. Every little dog. Oh,
somebody says the kid got a pair of sign gloves and a sign ball.
Oh, see, he did make a good deal.
And the Seahawks game, 5:15 on Fox.
5:15 on Fox. I don't know if we're going to have Joe Buck or not. A lot of people, I don't know if they'll be upset about it, Joe and Troy.
They announced, I think so.
Because I think that's their, it's not the Sunday game, which would be the Philadelphia, whatever, whoever, the Philadelphia Bears game. Ah, I bet they're going to beat the Philly Bears game. It probably will be.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I don't think we'll have Buck and Troy for that one. Unless they have to fly, which I don't think they will. I don't think they're going to make them do back-to-back games.
Yeah, I'm not positive offhand.
So people might be happy about that because the folks don't like, they don't like those two. They don't, they don't think they treat the Hawks well enough.
I never have an issue with them. I know people just get all worked up over the, I never get worked up about any announcers.
Ever since the TV show, and I get God, I can't remember his name. God, I'm losing my mind. It's the Hank Azaria's baseball show on IFC. Joe Buck was
Brockman.
On. Brockmeyer. We knew we could get it.
Brockmeyer.
You know what? I resolved to have a better memory in 2019. Oh, I've already failed. But Joe Buck was awesome playing himself on Brockmeyer, and ever since then I've really had a better appreciation for Joe Buck because he could laugh at himself, make fun of himself on that show, and I like Joe Buck a lot more now. It's funny. It's like I don't think he's any different as what he does when he broadcasts, but I like him better because he made fun of himself on a TV show.
See, I like Tony Romo. I think he's fun to watch.
Oh. Okay. I was doing an impression of Tony.
That was a weird sound.
I was doing the Tony sound.
Oh,
yeah.
You need a little more gruff.
Ooh.
Sounds like you're relieving yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's what he sounds like.
I don't know.
You
sound, yeah, it's like more like, ooh. Oh.
Let me hear it again. I think you're right.
Right,
you try, Vic.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh.
That's pretty good there. You sound like you're trying to sing. He's going to the bathroom.
Try Rev.
All right, Danny.
You sound like a star.
It's that second one that's killing all of us.
Oh. I did the second one best.
No.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's Tony Romo. That's what we love about Tony Romo.
New year, same us.
Yeah, same us. So you think we'll have Tony then on our broadcast?
I don't know.
Is he their second guy? I don't know who the second guy is on Fox, like who the second best team is.
Thing is, I know they've announced it. I saw it on the internet, and I just completely just let it go in one ear and out the other. Because I'm not, like, some people just want to complain about the announcers while they watch the game, and I'm just, that this doesn't drive me nuts. I don't care even if they sound like they're rooting for the other team. It doesn't bother me.
Exactly. I got news for you. If the Hawks aren't doing well, you're going to hate the announcers.
They have not done well at times, and I've never been annoyed with an announcer to the point where I need to tweet about it.
Yeah,
I hate these guys.
Yeah, fans are like that because, you know, you have so much invested in the game, you feel like everybody's against you because your team's not doing well.
Right.
And then there is some times where I would get a chip on my shoulder because when the Hawks weren't anybody and nobody knew and we were still the worst sports town in America before they had their rise, I always felt we weren't getting enough respect. Even when I thought we're really a good team. Even our Super Bowl year, I didn't think we were getting enough respect.
I remember watching one game, which was just recently, and the announcers are saying nothing but complimentary things about the Seahawks, and maybe said one thing about the other team. And I go on Twitter, and someone's just like, "There's that odd announcer bias towards the other team."
Yeah.
And it's like, I think fans just always go down that road.
Yeah, you got the fan colored glasses. I'm with you on that. Yesterday, Steve. Oh, he did get this one wrong.
What do you get when you add fresh fruit to red wine?
Ooh. Rosé?
No.
Mimosa?
No.
Oh, man.
You can do this.
Fresh fruit to alcohol. Fruity drink.
No.
Are you sure it's not fruity drink? I think that's the official name. Right?
Oh.
That's what it is. That's the name of the drink. Also translated as sangria. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.